During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Many folks lost their jobs and businesses. Others were furloughed, and some are working from home at reduced pay. Keeping up with your bills is not easy under these circumstances. If you have credit card debt and cannot keep up with your monthly payments, we at Debt Fix Pros are here to help. Give us a call to see how we can reduce your interest rates and lower your monthly payments. Protect your credit and let us help you find a solution that fits your needs. We, your friends at Debt Fix Pros, are here to help. Let us take care of your credit card debt so you can focus on what is really important. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-539-9460. That's 1-800-539-9460. 1-800-539-9460. United we stand. 1-800-539-9460.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest in gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of neat things available today and into tomorrow. And don't forget, we just kicked off our annual, highly anticipated, cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And all you need to do is participate on the program. No silly hoops to jump through, no caller number 99, no goofy questions. Just be heard on the air, and you win. It's that easy. So do participate. Details, of course, at intotomorrow.com. We can't underestimate the importance of fire safety. Our next guest is with a leading manufacturer of fire safety products, and she's a committed advocate for fire safety education and awareness, and already I've discovered a delight to chat with. She is the fire safety educator with a company called KIDDE that we might always pronounce as Kiddie because it's K-I-D-D-E. You say, oh, I've seen that name. I have those products. But it's pronounced KIDDE. Sharon Cooksey. Sharon, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Oh, I am so great. How are you?
Doing much better, thanks. After vocal cord surgery, go figure, a talk show host. But yeah, it's healing better every day. But glad that you're able to join us as well. And of course, fire safety is obviously very important in all of our homes and businesses and that sort of thing. But I'm sure that you've got some tips right out of the box. But tell us a little bit about KIDDE, K-I-D-D-E, first, and then let's get into some of your tips.
KIDDE is proudly a carrier company, carrier a global corporation. You may recognize that brand from maybe you have our air conditioning unit. So the Carrier Global Corporation is a very large company that has big three segments underneath it. And one of those happens to be fire and security. And that's where KIDDE falls into the portfolio. KIDDE is a leading world manufacturer of life safety products. And we've been around for over 100 years.
Yes. Wow. And you don't look a day over 20. Go figure.
I mean, thanks. I found like some really great fountain of youth.
Oh, there you go.
I'm kidding.
So let's get into then some of the tips, being the fact that you're a fire safety educator, which is obviously very important. We have some great tips from you, I'm sure, but some of the top tips that our audience should know about. And by the way, of course, we're shooting video with Sharon, so be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll see Sharon waving at us, as well as the products that we're talking about, too. So give us some ideas, if you would.
So here's my number one tip. Every time I meet people, I say, have you checked your smoke alarms lately? So, and by that, I mean, if you are at home and you are listening to this or watching this, do something you probably don't do a lot. And that is look up on the ceiling, look at your smoke alarm. What color is it? So if it's no longer white, if it doesn't look like this lovely white smoke alarm that I'm currently holding in my hand that is brand new, then it might be time to replace it.
Oh. So, of course, the other thing that I like to do, because it just scares everybody in the house, is push that test button.
I know, right? Thank you. I am like, woo, I'm not worthy with you, because that is so important. So here's the thing. You just hit the nail on the head. Number one, check your alarms weekly. Hit the test button. It's a little scary. It's a loud sound, but we want you to know that it's working, right? We want every home to have working smoke alarms. And by working, that means not only does it respond to that test button, that means it has power to it, but it's also under 10 years of age. So I often hear from people, but my alarm is hardwired into my house, or I just replaced the batteries in it, so it's fine. But it, even if you've done all of that, it's hardwired in, you've replaced the batteries just last week, and even if you hit the test button, it looks like it's responding. At 10 years of age, the whole alarm needs to be replaced. It doesn't matter. Anything and nothing else matters. At 10 years of age, the whole alarm needs to be replaced.
So it's not a matter of some built-in obsolescence or anything. It's just, a safety issue, right? You don't want to take a chance with your lives.
That's exactly it. So, you know, smoke alarms are not built to last forever. They're just like every other appliance in your household, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you periodically replace what your dishwasher and the other appliances in your house. So let's consider a smoke alarm that as well.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
an appliance. It's there to help protect you and your family. And here is what I think is the most scariest, is that right now in current environment, families have on average 2 to 3 minutes to escape once the fire starts. Not once the smoke alarm goes off, but once the fire starts, and that's on average. So there have been instances where you have 4 minutes, and there have been instances, you know, below that, 30 seconds. But just know that that's what you have. So when I was growing up, like decades ago, you know, in the 80s, right, you had 17-30 minutes. You had time to run around your home and decide, am I take pictures, dress, or whatever. But you don't have that time now. So time is critical. Every second counts.
Oh, so, for sure. And you don't have to do like I do and just burn something in the kitchen to test your smoke alarm. But if it goes off because of something like that, that's probably another good test. Well, you know, at least the smoke alarm's working well, right?
Exactly. Well, I'm glad it's working. But here's a tip. So you bring up such a great point. You're so awesome. It's that people often complain, well, my smoke alarm can tell me when I'm cooking bacon,
yeah.
you know. So I get it, because I'm not, like, I'm an expert with the microwave.
Oh, me too. That's what I usually make for dinner, is reservations or use the microwave, because I don't burn too much too often. For that very reason, I don't want false alarms on my smoke detectors. That's the reason, yeah.
That's totally, we are somehow related. Yeah. We are related, because that is exactly my philosophy. So, but for people who are great chefs, again, not me, I understand that. So here's a real tip. If you are experiencing this at home, check your smoke alarm and make sure it's far enough away from that hot cooktop. So we recommend at least 10 feet between your smoke alarm and your cooking appliance. So, I mean, when I'm cooking, it's always going to be burnt. There's always going to be smoke coming from it. So just make sure that you have ample distance so that your smoke alarm doesn't begin to think that you're having a fire. I mean, you know, so we want it to work. But there's also just another tip for the chefs at home. We don't want you, like, on Thanksgiving, standing under your smoke alarm, waving a newspaper to hush it instead of cooking your meal for your family. So look into there's a combo alarm. It's for the kitchen specifically. And so here's what happens, is that you have a smoke sensor and a CO sensor in it, and they talk to each other. So here's how it works. So every fire offputs carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
So the two sensors talk. So if the smoke sensor says fire, fire, the CO says no, there's no CO, it won't go off.
Oh, do they talk loudly, like at night? Is this going to be an issue? Or
you know, no, they whisper. Like they have.
Sorry, I had to go there. You know, it's all about tech. But obviously they're communicating in code, so we wouldn't know what they're saying anyway. But the fact is, I think that's a great... Now, is this something relatively new, I'm guessing, in smoke detectors?
It's been on the market for quite a while. Oh. Yes, it's maybe a great kept secret. But yeah, so look on the aisle for a Kidde kitchen alarm and you'll see it. You'll see that it has two sensors. And a combo alarm is just really a great idea anyway, because we believe that less than half of American homes are adequately protected against carbon monoxide.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. Oh. So we want to make sure that you have them. So
now, is this one of the unique features about the Kidde P4010? Is it? I'm seeing a lot of that on your website.
Thank you. So one of the unique features of the Kidde P4010 is its interconnected capability. So do you know what an interconnected alarm is?
I would imagine that it's one or more that connect to each other, perhaps, and communicate with each other very quietly so you don't hear them.
But they whisper.
If one goes off, then perhaps another one goes off as well to alert the rest of the house?
So, look, you don't even need me on this interview.
Ah, well, thanks for joining us.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, you're an expert. You, like, ding, 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 we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Dave won. He won that round. So that's absolutely it. So an interconnected alarm system, it's a fancy label for alarms that talk to each other. Now, in a standard or traditional environment, you would have a wire that connects your alarms, right? So it's commonly referred to as the orange wire. So for homes that were built, say, after 2000, it really became kind of standard for that orange wire to be run, because interconnect is absolutely the most preferred system for smoke alarms on the market, because they talk to each other, as you just astutely pointed out. And so let's just imagine a house. It's a standard two-story house. Let's say you have a kitchen on the bottom floor and the bedrooms on the second floor. Let's say you're asleep in your bed and a fire breaks out in the kitchen. In a traditional standalone environment with your smoke alarms where they're not interconnected, the fire breaks out in the kitchen, the smoke alarm closest to the kitchen starts signaling. But depending on the distance and how well you sleep, you may or may not hear it until the smoke makes its way to the second floor and the alarm goes off.
And it may be too late by then.
That's exactly it. Yes. So if you compare and contrast that with an interconnected system where they're all talking, so same scenario, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, and the minute that the one closest to the kitchen senses a hazard, it sends a signal to every alarm in the group. And so they all go off at the same time, giving you more time to get out.
No, that's terrific and certainly life-saving by all means. Sharon, I hate to interrupt, but we have got to pay a couple of our bills. But don't worry, we're going to be back talking more with Sharon Cooksey, the fire safety educator with Kidde at KIDDE.com. Be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Don't go away.